going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We told you he was coming. He's coming. And he's here.
He's on Lombardi time, Carl. He's early.
Hey, man. He played at Georgia. You know, he's got to be early for the meetings, bro.
Right, right.
Jalen Walker is here. First and foremost, man, congratulations, brother. Congrats. We are happy that you're here.
Man, I appreciate it.
As a Falcon,
yes, sir.
Last night it was funny because everybody's seen the call now when they called you and you were like, I'm at the crib.
Yeah.
In Salisbury. What was it like, man? I mean, honestly, just take us through that last night and getting that call. Did you have any idea it was going to be us?
Yeah, I was actually, you know, watching the clock. When I seen the Falcons on the clock, I'm seeing it. And, you know, for the earlier picks, they were like, oh, as soon as that pick happened, like as soon as the next pick, the pick was in. And then I was looking and saw the clock winding down. It was like 3 minutes left. I'm like, man, what's going on, man? And looked down again and my phone's ringing. And I'm like, man, there we go. Like, here we go. Let's go. So it was just a great opportunity.
Man, as we said, not to sound like little kids, man, we sound like fanboys already, Carl. We were so excited because, number one, we wanted the Bulldogs. We wanted somebody from Kirby's machine, what he's developed. Talk about what you learned at UGA.
Man, I learned a lot. You know, being there for those 3 years, you develop as a player and as a young man as well. And those guys and that program there, they're running it really well, and I appreciate all they did.
So one of the things I've talked about with you, specifically leading up to the draft, Jalen, is I said, man, his size, I don't know. And then everybody I'm talking to around the league and everybody that scouted you is like, it don't matter. And then you okay, he's shaking his head. And then you turn on the tape,
right,
and you're taking on these big tackles. You're holding guys off. You're setting the edge. But is this something that you always seemingly hear, or is this something that you know, when we talk about, oh, he's not the prototypical this, that, or the other,
right,
but you're a playmaker.
Most definitely. And I hear it, but, you know, it goes in and out the other year because I know the player and what I have in me, that dog. So it is what it is.
We know a lot of guys, and we always hear the phrase coach's son, you know, and your dad coached. I mean, it just seems like, I don't know, when I played Little League, my dad was really mean to me. He liked the other kids better. How much of a factor was what your dad taught you coming on up?
Right. My dad was actually, he was a college coach. So I really didn't get into his realm. But him being there for me, he was actually a dad first before he was a coach. So I appreciate that and everything he did for me.
Yeah, it's a part of your story as we're talking with Jalen Walker. Last night, our first pick in the first round, 15th overall, guys, here at the branch today. It's Dukes and Bell. As we talk about your relationship with Ra and certainly Terry Fontenot, Terry has said at your pro day, y'all spoke like, you know, you were sitting there for an hour or so.
Right.
What were the conversations? Was he just talking about life? Was he talking football with you?
Man, we were talking about life, catching up, football, everything. I mean, it was a great opportunity to just pick his brain because he's smart as it comes. Sitting there and getting to know him, and I met his son as well. You know, being there with him and talking with him right there in the indoor was great. You know, just getting able to pick his brain.
What was that combine experience like? Because we hear about the interviews and you feel like a piece of meat in there. How strange was that?
It wasn't as strange as people made it seem. It was just about meetings and football. I enjoyed it because
okay,
you're sitting there talking about football all day. And it was easy for me.
You like breaking down film?
Yeah. It was really good, you know, watching my plays and watching what happened in the season. I can recall what was going on. It was great.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to talk about that Texas game, but I guess we have to. you dominated that offensive line, man. Y'all did a hell of a job in Austin, and obviously in the SEC championship game. And then, you know, last night I'm watching the draft, and I see the New Orleans Saints take Calvin Banks. Stop it. And I'm like, oh, Banks is going to the Saints.
Well, this is very fortuitous.
Yes, and then I see, oh, we get Jalen Walker, and Jalen had his day against Banks. Man, talk about those games, because those were big games for you guys this year. But, you know, everybody going into those games are saying, oh, their offensive line, and I was laughing after the game because Kirby's like, what? You guys got after it.
Right. Yeah, we just had a great game plan for the week. And, you know, we executed well. We knew where Quinn wanted to escape. We knew what the pros were to certain tackles and guards. We knew the cons to those tackles and those guards, and we just used it to our advantage.
That game was something. We could talk about that game because it was like, man, you guys get them off the field, and you're back on the field. So you had to do it. Obviously, a little bit different when you had them at your house. By the way, we get a guy going into that Falcons locker room who knows his way around Mercedes-Benz. It's like a home away from home for you.
We call it our home, our home stadium. Being there at Georgia, it's great being in the Benz. It's a different environment. It's just a different feeling that I get going into the game.
Did Arthur send Falcon 1 to pick you up? Did you get the plane?
I did get the jet.
My man.
They sent the jet.
Yeah, because we heard you like, send it.
Send it. Hey, I told him to send it, and they sent it. Man, it was crazy. Yeah, he's got it going on with that jet.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's a little 17-seater.
Shrimp cocktail?
Nah, a little good food, snacks, anything you need it. So it was pretty good.
Jalen Walker joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Guys, we're chopping it up with our first round pick. Look, you maybe feel it. I hope you do. But the excitement is real, bro, about you guys getting picked, talking about James as well, and then, you know, what we feel like our team has lacked. You feel any pressure? And I say this because you played at Georgia, but coming here and saying, hey, I'm not going to say you're a savior, but people feel like, oh, you're going to help us go to the next level. Do you feel that?
I feel no pressure. I just feel like it's another day and it's another opportunity for me to come in and, you know, and keep playing football and support the locker room and support the program.
We always hear guys when they ask the question, hey, would you like to be a Falcon? Or I'm just happy to be in the league. Was the Falcons on a short list because of the proximity playing at Athens?
Man, I had no choice of team. It didn't matter. It was just the opportunity. If anybody had called that phone, I would have picked up and I would have been excited for anybody.
We've talked about Coach Raheem Morris and having a tremendous rep around the league. What do you know about him and what do you think so far?
I love that guy. I love that guy. The meetings that we had prior, it was great. His energy that he brings, his vision that he brings, his work ethic that he wants to bring, and all his morals that he wants to do for the program is great. And, of course, my relationship with him is great, and we got to celebrate that today with him, and I'm glad I'm here.
We're glad you're here. Former teammates, current teammates were all commenting on social media.
Right.
Like, dude, really? Jalen dropped a fit? Like, were you surprised at how this thing played out last night? As you watched, did you feel like – you feel slighted at all that you didn't go earlier? Like, how does that go for you?
Yeah. Like I was saying earlier, it's a great opportunity for me to be here. But, you know, there's no discredit for all the people that got picked in front of me because those are – tremendous athletes as well, and I played against them, and I played we'll play against them in the future as well, you know, and much power to all those teams that picked their players and their program decided to go another way, but I'm glad we made the right decision here in Atlanta to bring me in.
Hey guys, Jalen Walker's with us live inside the Ticketmaster Studios, Dukes and Bell. We're going to talk to James Pierce Jr. coming up later this hour. Speaking of big edge rushers, you talked to Mykal Williams?
I did. Yeah, I just talked to him maybe about 5 minutes ago. I sent him a text. He's in San Francisco right now.
Wow. Same thing, juiced.
Man, juiced, man. He's excited. He was telling me about it last night.
We talk about, you know, your journey. We talk your dad being a coach, and everyone just kind of takes it for granted. Everybody who's listening right now, their dream would be where you were last night, getting that phone call. Talk about the journey, the hard work, all the things you did to get there.
Long time coming. Full of hard work. Me and my dad talk about it all the time. You got to work. Somebody got to work. You got to work hard doing it. You know, being at Georgia, my time there, you have to work hard to succeed in life.
Is that why you chose Georgia? Because you knew what was coming with Kirby?
Chose hard. Coach Smart says choose hard. If you want to come to University of Georgia, you choose hard. And once you do it, you're going to be successful because you see the program and you see the history that they have with draft picks and just players in general.
Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, people will say, you guys get to the pros and y'all don't know about walkthroughs. Because everything's full speed.
Right.
Walkthrough, what is that?
Yeah, I've heard those stories. The guys like, hey, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And like, relax. Relax. I'm like, hey, you're not at Georgia anymore. But I mean, I enjoy it. It's just what I'm so used to.
Sure.
You know,
right.
It's just in me. And that's going to be – that's anybody else who's at Georgia as well.
Yeah, the practices, you know, sometimes we're harder than the games, right? I mean,
100% time.
Yeah.
Most definitely. We practice hard just so when we get to that game, it's not what you think it is. It's going to be a lot easier and it's going to be a lot smoother than you think.
Let me ask you this real quick, because I know you have a relationship with Micah Parsons. Both of you guys, Adidas, right? Is that right? Big shout out to David Mulligata too, UT. Got to do it, bro. Got to do it. But that's the agent for these guys.
Man, I want to shout out Trey Smith, UGA.
No doubt.
UGA.
No
there
doubt.
You go.
Good
yes,
call.
Sir.
But I want to ask you about that relationship with Micah, because what kind of effect has he had on you?
Right.
And if I said to you, Jalen, we're talking to you in 3 years, does your game resemble, you know, what Micah does on the field? Do you feel like that's the kind of player you can be? I'm not saying you're Micah, but
correct,
obviously the things that he does.
Most definitely. I feel like Micah has a motor like myself, and he's a baller. And he's a guy that I take pieces from his game to apply to mine. And I appreciate him just being that older brother and that mentor for me.
One of the things we talked about with Jalen is the leadership thing. And it's not like you come here to the Falcons. You come in here at the first day of OTAs. There's a new sheriff in town. His name is Jalen Walker.
Right.
Leadership is earned. But it's a role that you did embrace at Georgia.
Yes, it's all about respect and the opportunity. You know, getting into the locker room and getting to learn these guys and getting to know these guys. That's how it starts. It's about the relationship. And once you build that relationship, you build trust. And after you build the trust, you build that mutual respect of being that leader.
Jalen, we're excited, man.
Man, I appreciate it.
Rise up.
Rise up. Appreciate y'all.